Hey, guys are okay? It's going to be a beautiful day outside, isn't it? We always love coming in here and seeing the sun just so bright, and it's gorgeous outside today. I'm going to invite you to stand, and let's sing these songs together. Sing them loud if you know them. Sing them strong if you know them. We're going to sing about God's amazing grace. Jesus, you are the lover of my soul.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Well, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love instead of mine, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all.
You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all.
God is good. Amen. He sees us where we are. He knows what we're going to do before we do it. He knows every hair on our head. He knows our ails. He knows our joys. He knows our spirit better than we know ourselves. And he is our brother in that way. And he loves us deeply. Can I get another amen?
Amen.
Amen.
If you want to go along, we're doing Promotion Sunday. So if you'd like to go see your child promoted, you can head over to Barrett Hall. So, but all the kids will go there rather than to your classrooms. And just a reminder for parents, you might, if your child promotes, you may be picking your child up in a different classroom today if they do promote up to the next grade. So just FYI, and you guys are welcome to greet one another for a couple minutes. Well, welcome. My name is Sheila, and I have the privilege of welcoming you all here on this lovely, sunny Sunday morning. And at this time, well, actually, if you are new here and haven't filled out a welcome card, we would love for you to do that so we could be connected with you. There's a welcome table in the back as you leave here where you could drop that off, and there's a gift awaiting you, and we'd love just to chat with you and connect with you. So my first announcement, and Jeremy has the second one.
Good morning, church. So if you're here last weekend, Jake and I announced that we're kicking off a new growth group promotion, and I realized in the little fun we were having, there were some key points that I failed to bring up last week, so I want to make sure to cover them here. But again, the announcement is that starting next Sunday, we're going to be kicking off a growth group facilitator and host training session. It's going to last for 3 weeks. And after that, we'll eventually have people sign up for our growth groups once we determine which ones are available. But one of the things we just wanted to point out was that the facilitators and hosts are vital to having growth groups. We need those two to come together. It could be the same person hosting and facilitating, but we need that to be able to have some healthy growth groups. One of the things we want to mention is that there are some breaks in the year. One is in the holiday season as well as in the summer that you can take that helps kind of because people kind of go different directions sometimes during the holidays and that. So those are good times to take some breaks. So it's not like you're going whole year round nonstop. So like for a facilitator or host, maybe that's needed. So we just want to make sure you're aware of that. There's also, we're trying to come up with ready-made resources for facilitators that you can use for discussions. So there's not this feeling of like, oh, I got to come up with this material. I'm not a good teacher. I don't feel. We just want you know, we want to give you tools to help with that. And so we don't want you feeling intimidated by that. And so we want to make sure you're aware that there will be resources made available to you. We'll also suggest some different formats of how you can do your group. So if you're new to this, we really want to try to get encouragement for you to come and, you know, just know that you have support. So again, next week, Sunday at 9 a.m., we'll be kicking off a three-week training for these facilitators and hosts that are interested. And again, coming to the training is not meaning you're committing. We just want if you to come if this is something that God's laying on your heart. And so you can come, be a part of the training, hear more information. We'll give a lot more details. Pastor Mark will be leading that training. And you can get more information. If you decide, I don't know this is where I'm going to be, that's fine. But we'd least like to encourage people to come. Again, we need facilitators and hosts for this. So please, prayerfully consider this week coming to see if this is a way the Lord is leading you to serve this body of Christ at Grace. Thank you.
And yes, thank you, Jeremy. And we've been in a growth group here for the last 7 years that we've been here, and that has been such a great way to connect here. So I'm promoting on my end too, just the benefit of being a part of it and looking around and seeing different people from the growth group I'm currently in. I mean, we love it. So I know it's helped Matthew and I be connected here too. So there's my plug for growth groups. Do it. Okay. Today I'm really excited and the weather's cooperating. So from 2 to 5 today at the Augustine's house, there is a youth kickoff swim party and we are so excited. So if this is news to you and you haven't heard about it, please come talk to myself or Matthew today. And we would love to share with you more, but we are so looking forward to, and it looks like we have a good group of kids coming and very excited about that. So again, if you want more information, seek me out today. So, and last thing here, there's 3 ways to give here at Grace. There's a box in the back before and after the service. We've got the Vanco app, and of course you can bring a check in, mail it in also here. So there's lots of options. Thank you for continuing just to give to support ministries like our youth group. So I'm grateful for that. I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we have one more announcement after that. So Lord, thank you just for today and for the sunshine and just that we can be together and with your people and with our community here, Lord, what a gift that is. And I just pray for each person. You know our hearts deeply and you know the joys and the sorrows and the celebrations and the concerns on all of our hearts, Lord. And thank you that you are with us and you know us and we can walk with you and trust you, Lord. I do pray for Pastor Matthew today that you would just give him the words to speak and just empower him by your spirit just to bring your word today, Lord. And we just praise and thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, I'd like to invite Sue up. Sue is here to give, if you saw the bottles in the back, so she's here to give an announcement on that.
Good morning, everybody. I know a lot of you, so it's good to see familiar faces again. Some of you are looking at me going, who the heck is that? So real quick introduction, I'm Sue Allred. I'm the executive director of the Amador Pregnancy and Family Resource Center. I've been there almost 8 years, and I've had the privilege and honor of addressing your church for baby bottle campaigns and for missions banquets for a number of years. Today, I thought I'd give you a little treat. I'm going to turn the podium over to my client service advocate. This is Cheyenne Guerra. Cheyenne will have been with us for a year on Wednesday.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
I love, you know, my heart has always been to engage the younger population. I don't have to worry about an unplanned pregnancy anymore, right? Cheyenne has a toddler at home. She's super relatable to our clients. So she does almost all the client work while I do the administrative work. So I'm going to go take a seat and let her take over.
Thank you. Hey. All right. Thanks, guys. Like Sue said, my name's Cheyenne Guerra, and I've been almost a year at the Pregnancy Center as the client services advocate. It's been an incredible year. So I kind of wanted to start off talking about what I thought a pregnancy center was versus what I've learned throughout the past year. So to be honest, I didn't know a lot. I'd heard a little bit through Sue's presentations at my own church, but I mostly thought the pregnancy center was there to help low-income families with supplies, which we do. If I'd paid attention to the media, I probably would have thought that pregnancy centers were scary and judgmental, and I should stay clear. But that is a very different perception than what I have now. In the past, when I'd heard Sue's baby bottle presentation at my church, my mind kind of shut off at the word abortion. I'd heard what she said, but it didn't really apply to my life. I was married, I was wanting a baby, I didn't think that I should have a say in someone else's life. But through this past year, it's really changed my whole life and my whole perception on this topic. So what I've learned about pregnancy centers. Pregnancy centers are full of caring, loving people who want to support women and their babies. We support expectant mothers all the way through birth and potty training, sometimes even further. We support all families. This includes single parents, foster parents, parents who are seeking reunification, even grandparents who are raising young children. Our services include pregnancy tests, options counseling, baby and maternity supplies like diapers, clothing, strollers. We also offer referrals, and we have over 300 education classes that are one-on-one and tailored for each client. All of these services are free and confidential. Next, I'm going to give a few updates on our center for this last year. So we've still been going strong on all of our regular services, but this year we've seen a really big increase in CPS cases. So these are parents who want to reunify with their children and who are actively working on their parenting. So far, we've served 11 CPS cases this year. Since January, we've had 285 client visits total, and we've provided families with almost 6,000 supplies. This year, we've also partnered with EveryLife, which is the only pro-life diaper company. They actually just turned a year old, so they're pretty new as well. We have a code that gets people 10% off their order, but also gives 10% back to our center. We have more information about that at the table if you're interested. We've also been utilizing a new app called See Baby Grow. This is a medically and scientifically researched app that shows real endoscopic footage of life in the womb, which is pretty groundbreaking because if you think about it, that's really hard footage to get. So shows baby from conception all the way through 12 weeks in the womb real footage. We're also excited to announce that really soon we're going to launch two brand new websites. One website will be donor-based, the other will be client-based. And then I just want to encourage you, especially if you're around my age, to not turn your mind off when you hear the word abortion or if you hear the word pregnancy center. Really learn more and ask questions about this topic because I didn't know a lot and now I know a whole lot. If you want to get involved, if you find that you're passionate about this work or maybe you want to learn more, we're always excited to welcome new people. We're currently training some new volunteers and would love to connect you with our center. We like to match people with their talents and skill set and really enjoy having that team environment. And then lastly, the reason I'm here is the baby bottles. So I know a lot of you have probably participated, but just as a reminder, you can go to the table at the back and sign a bottle out. Each bottle has a client slip in there, that little colored piece of paper that has a unique story. There's 5 different colors, each one a different story. Take your bottle home or take it to work, fill it up with cash, coin, check. You can also give online. And then come by the table for more info on that. Just don't forget to bring your bottle back on Sunday, September 22nd. Your baby bottle captain is Jane Bork, so you can see her too. She'll be collecting and returning the bottles to our center. But yeah, I just want to thank you for having me and thank you for all of your support.
Can I get the worship team to come on back up? God has been faithful in all these things. And how many years have you guys been doing the baby bottle thing here at Grace? Do you know? A lot of years, yeah. So many that you can't remember how many, right? Because we see here every year. So you have been faithful as a congregation to give, and bringing those baby bottles in are always a... it's always exciting to see what God's going to do through that. So thank you so much for that presentation. And you were very well spoken. Great job. God is faithful and continues to be faithful in all things. And so if we can just stand and sing about his faithfulness.
Morning.
please stay standing for the reading of the word. I'm going to invite Mr. Andy De Herrera to come bring our passage to us this morning.
Good morning, Grace. Isn't it a beautiful morning this morning? It's really pretty. Our scripture reading is John 15, 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another. As I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit shall abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. Thank you. You be seated.
Thank you, Andy. All right. So Matthew Hooper's my name. You might be wondering why I'm carrying a ginormous Bible and a football. You also might be wondering, did I choose my Bible first to match the football or the football to match the Bible? You know, you might be wondering that. I don't know. But all this will make sense as I get going today. I'm excited to be here with you all this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, it is a good morning. This morning, I was up early. We'll put this right here for now. I get this set up. I was up early, and in the morning, no joke, I know it's August, but I totally sported my beanie this morning because my head gets cold, and I can't believe it's August, and I'm like wearing a beanie, but it's true. Anybody else wear a beanie this morning? Anyone? Okay. I see men with shiny foreheads raising their hand. See, I got mine going right there too. Okay, so so I'm excited to be here with you all this morning. This is a great day. So as I said, here we go here. There we go. Good morning. I'm excited to bring the message to you all this morning. This is going to be a This is going to be a good message. So, why isn't this working? Oh, I got to turn it on. There we go. All right. So, happy summer. And though we are sporting beanies, in a few days it's going to be really hot. And so, summer's still here. I'm glad summer's still here. I like the warmth, actually. This is a little picture of us enjoying summer up at Silver Lake, which is where Pastor Mark is right now. Preaching at the chapel up at Silver Lake. Love Silver Lake. Thanks to Jerry and Elena Cook for helping us out with some kayaks up there. And this is also a part of summer. In July, we started football this summer. Jaron, you look so tough right there. So, and by the way, Jaron is one of three young people who were promoted today from sixth grade into seventh. No, four, I'm sorry. So if that was you, would you stand up? Let's give a hand to these sixth graders moving to seventh grade. Jaron, Summer, Andrew, William. All right. Would you guys come up here? No, I'm just kidding. No, you do not have to come up here. Summer. I love summer. It's still happening, and it's one of the things that I treasure. You know, and where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Right. So my heart's still in summer, even though I was truthfully wearing a beanie this morning because it was chilly. So, you know, ultimately we as followers of Jesus, we want our hearts to be with him, in him. And so today we return, we gather once again to be encouraged along those lines. Unfortunately, summer to fall, my heart is also with football. So I'd like to say that I woke up this morning early with Jesus on my heart. It wasn't. It was football. Yeah. So I'm navigating, how do I do football in Christ right now? Because honestly, that was the truth. I wake up because I'm coaching with my son. And so I wake up this morning, I'm thinking about the game yesterday and how I did and how the guys did. And so it's the first thing on my heart. But then I have to like, okay, Lord, let me set that aside so I can focus on you in this new day. So where is your heart? Okay, so where's your heart this morning? 2 weeks ago, Brother Dennis, thank you, Brother Dennis, Pastor Mark was at the men's retreat, and so Brother Dennis taught a message on trust and obey. Okay, you were here, I was here, yes. He made this statement that obedience is evidence that we trust God. Obedience is evidence that we trust God. Thank you, Dennis, for that. If we do what he commands, it's evidence of our faith, our belief, and our trust, our surrender, our submission to him. Thank you, Dennis, for that message. Pastor Mark was at the, right here at the men's retreat. I asked Pastor Mark to send me some pictures. He sent me like 15 pictures. Only one had him in it. And this was it. You can see how he's so excited to be there. So I'm like, okay, Pastor Mark. Actually, he's just concentrating on the music, you know. So, but Pastor Mark, he is such a good man. I mean, this is him, the coolest pastor running the cool moon. And you see his smile there. So he's not all stoic all the time like he was there in the worship picture. But did you also know that Pastor Mark, he wouldn't like sing his praises here, but he's a little crazy. Okay. So this cool moon, do you know what this is? This is like an ultra marathon kind of race. Okay. This is Pastor Mark. So we went to cheer him on halfway through the race, which was halfway through the day. Okay. And he was running a 100K. And then I think he preached the next day too. No, it was 100K, which is a 60 miler. It was 100K, not 50. It was 100K. Can you believe that? That's like waking up this morning and being like, okay, I'm going to run to Tahoe, Lake Tahoe. Or how about I get out of bed, I'm walking out, I strap on my shoes, and where are you going? Martha says, Mark says, I'm going to run to Modesto. I'm like, are you kidding me? Who does that? So Pastor Mark is a little crazy, but more than that, he is awesome. And I'm so grateful for him and the teaching we get every week. Last week, this was Pastor Mark's message, 1 John 5. We've been going through 1 John. If you're here, if you're new, welcome. We've been doing a series in 1 John. We stay with the word, though sometimes there's topical messages like this, though it's connected, and you'll see that as I preach today. Love and what? Last week, love and obey. Yeah, he said he kind of co-opted the title for his message last week from Dennis's the week before. Love and obey. He talked about this. What are signs of genuine faith? Do I love Jesus? Do I love Jesus, who he said he was? God incarnate, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God, come in the flesh. Do I love him? Do I treasure him in my heart? That's a sign of genuine faith. Am I obedient to his word? Do I do what the word says? And do I follow the leading of his spirit, which would be the word given to us right now, God guiding us? When he left, he said he'd give us his spirit who would lead us into all truth and would guide us, direct our steps. And so am I obedient to his word and his guidance through his spirit? And do I love other believers? This is the person next to you, in front of you, right? We all know this. But do I love them? Would I sacrifice for them? Do I have affection for them? Am I drawing close to them? Which is why we would want as many of you as possible to be in small groups, because Sunday morning is awesome, but that's not the same as going to a Bible study like men's or women's in the mornings, or in small groups where you're connecting with other people in our fellowship in a deeper, more meaningful way, right? So that's where we cultivate love for one another. Okay, so that's what he said. So we have today now, and if you're in your notes, you can see it's blank and blank. So what do you think? What do you think it is, church?
Now and forever.
Now and forever. Okay, Jonathan, thank you. Anyone, any other guesses? Now and forever? Anyone else? What?
Love and obey.
So just repeating the same as last week? Why not? You know, I would do something like that. Those of you who know me, I would just repeat the same message. You know, something like that, just to kind of like help it sink in a little bit more. Well, so we had, wait, oh, that was back. Here we go. So today, no, this is what we have today, right here. Obey and obey. Why not? Trust and obey, love and obey, obey and obey. It's clear. Okay, actually, I'm just kidding. That's not what the message is. So don't fill out the notes. Don't fill out the notes. I'm just kidding. And I know those of you who are probably like 30 and under, I just lost you. When you hear the word obey, that's not necessarily a happy, good-feeling word. You just reach for your cell phone for comfort, you know. Not to be too hard on you, young people. I have two daughters who I'm thinking about when I'm saying this. But no, not reaching for your cell phone. But you know what I mean. Like, who likes the word obey? Raise your hand if you like the word obey. Anyone like the word obey? All parents. All parents, right? Yes. All parents. You don't see all the young people in the house like, yeah, obey, let's do this. No, you don't see that. And that wasn't critical of you girls, by the way. So don't be too hard on me. Please forgive me. I need grace. Okay, so no, it's not. The title of this message is not obey and obey, though it's clear if we're clear about what obey means, according to Jesus. Okay, what does that mean? Obey and obey. Trust and obey. Love and obey. So let's keep that alive. What should be there as you listen to this message today? What and what? Okay? So stimulate your thinking. Stay with me here. So you're engaged. You're thinking, what would the title of this message be? Based on what I am saying. Okay? Based on what I preach. So love and sacrifice. Okay? We got some good thoughts here, but what's that? I couldn't. Okay, it could be trust and love too, right? Yeah, because those are the other two words. That's true. So be thinking about this as I preach this message today. What would it be? So I'm engaging you to be thinking. What would it be? What would you feel? And based on what I preach today, okay? All right, so as we start, let's take a moment just to ask the Lord through his spirit to help us to stay present, to stay focused, to stay open today. So let's pray for a moment. So Lord, as real as what we see, as real as the chairs beneath us, the hard concrete below us, the sound of my very voice, the breath we breathe, is your spirit. You are here in us and between us. That is what you, Jesus, promised, that you would be here with us. We welcome you. We ask humbly that you would help us to listen, to be open, to receive whatever you have for us today. Would you help us, Lord? We need your spirit to awaken us, to soften us, to open, to hear. Help us, Lord, I pray today in your name, Father, Son, and Spirit, we pray. Amen. Amen. So, let me ask you. When you saw these hands, what word came to mind, or words? Okay. Not help us, Lord, but that was for the prayer time. So, yeah, pray. Yeah. Pray. Makes sense, right? Most people connect with that. They see an image, you think a word. We've seen that before. Makes sense. What about this? What do you think when you see that? Helping hands. Okay, what else? Here's what I think. Wash your hands. Like in the bathroom, you know, at a restaurant, you see the picture, they have hands like this. They're like, wash your hands. But actually what I think is this. Lave los manos. I love the Spanish language. I love Spanish. And that's what I think, because they usually have the English and the Spanish there. But I always think like, lave los manos, you know. And actually, in a future season, I'm going to actually learn Spanish more, because Spanish is la lengua de amor. It is the language of love. I learned that in high school, and I got some fire in me for Spanish. So if any of you are Spanish speakers, like, I love Spanish. It is a beautiful language. And wash your hands. Lave los manos. See the difference? It sounds better in Spanish. I'm serious. Okay. So, but that's what I think. Okay. So what you see matters. You have thoughts that connect with what you see, what you envision. What do you see? And as a result of what you see, what do I think? What do I see? What do I think based on what I see? These questions are in the backdrop or the kind of this message today, okay? The principle is this, that what we see impacts what we do. What we see impacts what we think and feel and experience and ultimately what we do. But what we see impacts what we think. You saw the hands, you thought, pray, wash. Okay? So stay with me here. This is the principle I'm working with. What we see impacts what we think. And a lot flows from that. What we see impacts what we think. So what do you think when you see this? What do you think? What do you think? Dark? Yeah, kind of. Anyone like spooky? You know? What else? Fog? Okay. Some would say like it could be positive, like a path into the light, you know? What about this? What do you think when you see this? What's that? Pastor Mark. Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right, it's like fall, it's beautiful. It's way more inviting than that, right? Okay, it's way more inviting. It's beautiful. It's a path. Hey, where does that go? I wonder. Okay? What about this? What do you think when you see this? Huh? Okay. I'm integrating. Okay, I'm bringing Christ and football together right here. What do you think when you see this? Okay? I think this. Yes. What do you think when you see this? Ah! Ugh. Not everyone, though. Some people are like, yes. Okay. Yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken. There you go. All right. I think no. You know, no way. I don't like those guys. Get them out. What about this? What do you think when you see this? Oh. Huh? Okay, yes. Right. I was like, biscuit. That's what I think. It's a little biscuit. Look at that. I'm happy. Yeah. What about this? What do you think when you see this? Oh, my gosh. Tantrum or like, I mean, I thought sad, but I mean, that's really sad. Maybe a little bit mad too, huh? Sad and mad. Oh my goodness. Yes. I love it. what you see impacts what you think, right? All of you almost immediately have thoughts connected to what you see. What about this? What do you think when you see that? Saint, okay. What about this? Jesus, okay. Those of you who know the Chosen series, if you haven't watched it, please watch it. It's just so good. I love it. Yeah, you think Jesus. But there's more to it than that, right? Because when you see the first image, I think this. I think it's art, you know, or it's an icon. You know, it's a painting. It's not real. But when I see this image, I think, oh, yeah, that's a real person, right? That's a real person. And that matters, okay? So what you, again, the principle here is this. What you see impacts what you think. And following up with that is this thought. What we see or envision, therefore, is really important. How you envision, how you see things, how you think about things is really, really important. We all know this. It's somewhat self-evident, but I want to inspire you to think more deeply about how you see your relationship with the Lord. How do you see your connection with God through Christ Jesus by his Spirit? How do you see that? And that's why the frame is here. The frame is to inspire you to don't write in the center of the frame if you can, write around it. If you've already done that, I'm sorry. I didn't tell you before now. But what I want to have in that blank sheet on your program, if you're taking notes or whatever, is you thinking, what is going to fill the frame? What is the picture? What is the image? What do you see when you think of your connection with God through Christ by the Spirit? How do you envision that? What's your vision? What do you see? And therefore, what do you think and feel and experience? I'm going to leave this right here and tuck this distraction down behind it. I love football. Anyways, that's the image. That's why it's there. What's the picture? What do you envision? Vision, this idea, it's a preferred future, right? That's the whole idea. It's like, this is what I hope for. I have a vision, what I'm moving toward. This is what I hope to experience or see or know. What is your vision? How you see that and think about it, envision it, matters. So I want to inspire you today to get clear on that. What's within the frame? What's in the frame of your image there? I'm actually going to move this too right here. All right. So, moving from here, let's go to the scriptures, okay? In Proverbs. Anybody, can you think of the scripture that I'm thinking about related to this? Okay? Proverbs 29:18. Anyone know this proverb? Where there is no vision, the people perish. That's what I learned. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Now, here's what it is in the NASB, New American Standard Bible. Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy is the one who keeps the law. Okay, let me unpack this a little bit. I'm going to move through this part kind of quickly, so hang in there with me. Vision, what do we mean by that? If you look at the different translations, it's revelation, word from God, see what God is doing, or a picture of what God is doing. But it's connected to his revelation, God's revelation of himself in the world. Do you see that? Do you know it? Where there is no revelation, word from God, or seeing what God is doing, what happens? The next word, their people are unrestrained. What does that mean? Unrestrained. They perish. They cast off restraint. They stumble all over themselves. They run wild. I love the language of like the New Living Translation or the Message. What is it? Unrestrained? King James, they perish. They die if they have no revelation. They need it. We need it. I need it. What happens? They perish. They cast off restraint. They stumble all over themselves. They run wild. What's the alternative to that? If you don't want to be that, be happy, right? What does happy mean here? Blessed, joyful. I like this one translation. Heaven's bliss. Blissful, right? If you want to be happy, you need a vision. And the vision is rooted in this. But happy is the one who keeps the law. Now, here's the younger people in the room who maybe don't totally resonate, and this is kind of all of us, may not like the word obey at some level. But listen to how the translations talk about this word. Heeds, obeys, observes, follows. I really like the word follows. If wherever you see obey in the scripture, especially when Jesus is talking, if you insert the word follow to kind of soften your heart to Jesus' words, if you feel a little bit like, ooh, obey, you know, that kind of rubs you a little wrong, change it to follow. Keep, observe, follow. Anyone who follows my commandments, okay? I want to follow the master, the person, the one human person who lived perfectly, the best human person, Jesus. He's a good person to what? Follow. To pay attention to his life and his teachings, what he said and what he did, and try to do the same. To do what he said and did, okay? Again, the principle here is this. What we think impacts what we do, and therefore what? What we see or envision radically matters, okay? What you see or envision radically matters. So, what are you thinking? What might it be based on what I've said? What might it be? How would you fill in the blanks? What's that? Pray and follow. Okay, excellent. That's good. You're thinking, what else? What was that? Vision and obey. Good. Excellent. Any other thoughts? Follow and obey. I like that. Yes. Follow and obey. Okay. Let's keep thinking, being open, because what we think, right, impacts what we do. It's important. What we see impacts what we think. What we think impacts what we do see, or what we think, feel, do. It matters. Stay with me here. Okay. Now let's turn to our passage for today. Anyone read that for me from back there? Can I get someone over 70 to read that for me back there? Not that all people over 70 can't see that, but it matters what you see, right? Would you like me to blow it up a little bit? No? I was like, I walked back there. I'm like, can I still see it? I could. I know. The young eyes can still see this, but let's look at this, and I want you to read this with me here, not aloud. I'll read it, but kind of follow along with me, thinking with me, like, okay, what I see impacts what I think, and therefore what I see really matters. Okay, so let's take this in. Once again, I'm going to read it with you. So as the Father has loved me, these are Jesus' words, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. What great words from the best human who ever lived. Such sweet words. Now stay with me here. What we think impacts what we do. What we see, therefore, is extremely important. Now pay attention to what happens when I talk about this passage again, just highlighting a few words. What happens in your mind when you see something slightly different? As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep, obey, observe, follow. It's a simple highlight. Stands out. My commandments, if you keep, obey, observe, follow my commandments, you will abide in my love. You'll stay. You'll remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments, I've followed my Father's commandments. I've done what he's asked me to do. And therefore, I abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy, may be full. Joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Connect back. Joy, happy, blessed, heaven's bliss. Who doesn't want heaven's bliss, right? That's what Jesus is saying here. If you follow my commandments, if you hold on to the things I've spoken to you, if you remain, if you kind of hold them in your heart, joy, happiness, bliss, blessedness will be yours. Hold on to my commandments. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Oh, big highlights, bolded. I love this passage. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay one down one's life for one's friends. I love this passage. This is one of my favorite passages, that words that Jesus spoke. If we all just did this, we're willing to lay down our lives in that kind of loving way just for our friends, let alone people we don't know or hardly know or our enemies, but just for our friends, lay down our life, boy, the world would be a better place. If this is what we did, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. And this is Jesus speaking, remember? So this is the one, the God in human form, who gave himself fully, laid down his life on our behalf. Awesome. Now, let's move forward. Two more verses. You are my friends. I have called you friends. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You're not servants. You are my friends. Who has friends here? Who has a good friend here? Yeah. That's what Jesus called those who walked with him. And I think we can own that as our own. He calls us that. Friends. And hey, friend, I'm going to lay down my life for you. Wow. Jesus, God in the flesh. He speaks the words to his disciples, them, and to you and me. I call you friends. Oh, yes. Makes me so happy to think of that, to hear that, to envision it, right? Friend. Ah, yes, Lord. I need that in my guts. I need that inside, deep in me. I need to own that. I need it to shape my life. I need to see it. I need to envision it. Why? Because as I do that, it changes me. If I walk through life believing that Jesus was my friend, yes, and I envisioned that, and I stayed with it, and I moved throughout my day as if my closest friend was right there with me. Woo! That's awesome. That's how I want to move through life. I want to envision it, because sometimes, honestly, when I woke up this morning, I wasn't thinking Jesus is my closest friend there. I was thinking, man, I wish that guy hadn't got beat deep on that pass play, you know? So I'm like, I have to come back to it. I have to re-envision. I have to return. And really, that's why I value church, meeting with you all on Sundays. This time helps me return in a more intentional way, where there's a lot more fire. There's more embers, and therefore there's more fire. There's more heat of the Spirit, you know, here in our midst. Encouragement with one another. I have called you friends. For all things that I've heard from my Father, I've made known to you. Thank you. And that's what friends do, right? Do friends share just superficial, non-intimate details about life? No. What do friends share? Good friends share the most intimate things. Good friends share the closest things to our hearts. That's what good friends do. The most intimate things, right? You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed that you should go and bear fruit. So all this, you keep his commandments, you have joy, you own your friendship with him, your connection. What flows out of that? Good fruit. And your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask in the Father's name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Are you with me here? Okay. So just some highlighted words, just changing a little bit of how you see, shifts what you think, what you focus on, your attention. It's powerful. What you see, what you envision matters, radically matters in life, but especially in our relationship with God. It matters. Impacts what we do? Yes. Now, this will be the last time that I read the passage, but I'm going to ask you to do something to take this one step further. Because you can hear this message and you're like, Matthew, that's a great message. But if you don't kind of activate around envisioning, you likely will not engage the fullness of your heart in a significant way. So this is an image of the Last Supper, right? When Jesus, who walked the earth, he had hands, feet, heart, belly button, just like you and I. That's Jesus, God in human form, the best human person who ever lived. He sat at a table with his friends. So what if you or I, we pulled up our seat, you're in the table, you're in the room. And if it helps you, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to envision, and I'm going to read it one more time, and then we'll move towards kind of closing our service for today. But if it helps to close your eyes, then close your eyes. But use your imagination as if you were sitting right there, hearing the words of Jesus. Speak what he spoke. What if you envisioned that in a way that shifted how you felt about it? Like a more intimate setting. You're right there at the table with Jesus. And here's what he says. Right there. What do you see? I'm going to keep it on this image. If it helps to look at it, I'm going to keep it on this image, and then I'm going to read it from the scriptures right here. Keep envisioning what do you see? As if Jesus was speaking the words to you. Jesus said this. This is what he said to his friends. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. There's wrestling around the table. You're right there. If you keep my commandments, Jesus says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, friends. This is what I want from you, that you love one another as I have loved you. The last 3 years, we've walked together. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends, for his friends. You are my friends. You are my friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. If you do what I ask of you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things I have heard from the Father, I have made known to you. You do not choose me, I choose you. Look around the table. I choose you. I chose you. But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I have commanded you, I command you, that you love one another. Now, what happens in you, friends, brothers and sisters, when you envision yourself there? This, what he said to them, is what he, through his Spirit, says to us. We resonate with it in our hearts. I have called you friends, close, intimate, connected. Wow. Envisioning that is so powerful. So what do you see? What do you envision as you think of your relationship with the Lord? Whether you've walked with the Lord for 3 days or 30 or 60 years, I want to invite you, church, to like reimagine that, re-envision it, come back to it. What is that? What is in the frame? Your preferred future, what you see. And so actually, you don't need to shout it out now, but I do wonder what words would come to mind in this season for each of you that would recapture your vision for your relationship with the Lord. For me, like through that song and as Jonathan and the worship team comes, Jesus, lover of my soul, my Savior, my closest friend. We sang that song, I don't know, it was like 2 months ago or something, and I just hung with those words. And honestly, I had to own that, like, I don't experience Jesus as my closest friend sometimes. Like, I don't really think of it that way sometimes. I don't really envision that, like, my closest, like, I have close friends. Sheila, close friend. My buddy Dennis, close friend. Do I think of him in that category? Do I put him in the category, I know he's my Lord, he's my Savior, but he also calls me, like he called them, friend. Like what would happen if I envisioned that? That was my preferred future, right? What would happen in my heart if I recaptured a vision? So whatever your two words might be, it might be Father and faithful. Faithful Father. It might be loving Savior. I don't know. The truth is, those blanks are for you to complete. What words or images need to inspire you today to kind of re-envision, recapture your connection with Jesus, with the Lord, the God of all, Father, Son, Spirit. You hear what I'm saying? I want to invite you to recapture that today. And as we sing this song, we will, it's a meditation, it's a reflection. Lord, what are my words? What would stir my heart to re-envision my connection with you? Because what I see impacts what I think. And so what I envision, it matters so much. So Lord, help me. What comes to mind for you as we sing? What do you see? What do you envision? So if you want to enliven your relationship with the Lord today, what words capture what you see? What's your preferred future? What do you hope for? So inspire you, church. Call you, invite you to just re-envision our vision afresh, your connection with the Lord. He calls us friend. Amen? Amen. So, Lord, thank you so much for this day, this new day. You are right here with us, and this is the power of your Spirit. It's so amazing. Wherever we all go today, you go with us. Ah, it's so sweet. You call us friend. You meet us in the hardest places of suffering and the highest mountains of celebration. So may we walk with you today. And if we're struggling, Lord, help us to confess. Help us to bring our hearts to a brother or sister next to us and receive. So help us, Lord, today to walk with you. a little bit more, to see it more today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And I'm here if anybody would like to connect. I know Pastor Mark says this, but I'd love that. Bless you all, church, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.